my anniversary players. This is the Dominion League Weekly Podcast, a recap of this week in Dominion Games. I am your host, Trumpf, and this is the episode 4, March 17th, 2022. This is the season wrap-up for our big anniversary season 50. Now, it's the beginning of the Days of Blood for me, so I've been feeling a little dizzy all day, and it took me hours to write the script, but oh well. Here we go. We had 4 remaining matches in A Division. Cider 01 tied J Nails and NA Smith 99. J Nails then won his match against the defending champion. And finally, Sam E won against Sickomatic, thus claiming a spot in the League Season 50 championship match against division leader Cider. The match went down earlier today. It was the first All-Asian finale, and it was also the first time for both finalists to play a championship match. Cider needed 3 wins to snatch the title, and they took it away in Game 4! We expected great things from them when they started 2 seasons ago, and we see those expectations confirmed! Congratulations to our new league champion, the champion of the anniversary season, Cider 01! Pew 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 pew! Apart from Sam E, J Nails and Sickomatic will stay in A, which of course means that Akuchi and NA Smith 99 demote. In B1, Hizip6 managed to push past Mixinak to the promoting spot. In fact, they had the same amount of wins this season, but Sips had won their individual match, and so he is playing in A next season, which will be his first ever season in A. Kazumaru head on to that precious number one spot in B2 and finished with exactly 65% wins! Same as in C1, where Jandgris stuck it out on top and finished with half a win ahead of Xyrex. And in C2, Yuma didn't let anyone else come near first position and is promoting to B tier. In C3, Yurika Mome overtook Brian in the lead by 1 win and wins the division. And in C4, Lemonspun defended his position as division leader and will be playing back in B next season. Congratulations to all you fantastic division winners! Over in D tier, things got all shook up in D1, where Heth pulled through to number 1 and Moore took the second promoting spot. Shad kept a firm hold on to first position in D2, but after a player drop from the division, Warfred and Shower fought hard for that precious second place. Warfred came out on top and promotes back to C. D3 is still undecided as we speak. In an unexpected turn of events, Person Man finishes in first position of D4 with a mere half win ahead of Spiraler, who is thus also promoting to C. B Spar29 held on tight to first position in E1. Zmobi overtook Willpower 264 at the top of E2 and finishes their season with 67% wins. W Morrison stayed in the lead of E3 and raked in 77% wins. Micah the Debater overtook Navis Awesome for the division win of E4 and finished with 70% wins. DVD Ing held on tight to first position in E5 with 67% wins. E6 is, as of now, unfinished. Jackdoll won their division with 78% wins. And Chestic finished at the top of E8 with 70% wins. Congratulations to all you incredible players, and especially to the E-winners who almost all made it into the significant lead club. Well done, everyone. For BCDE Championships, AssembleMe successfully recruited me as a mod. I'm a moderator now, and I wield power. I can't even begin to tell you how stressful it is to me now that D3 hasn't finished their matches. But at least the other brackets are up. Yeah, there won't be a B championship this season again, but C and E are underway! So for the results comment shout-out section, I decided to give you some of the Allies release tournament comments because I thought there were a lot of fun ones. And we start with Kubu playing 3-1 against Proteus, saying these kingdoms were confusing my poor brain. Which seemed to be a through line, at least for some players. Oh yeah, that was my match against Blam Blam Bunny, where we had like a truly spectacular Swindler game. Then Etaku played 4-0 against Yulu and commented Sycophant is a good card. Then Minion Pawn played 4-0 against Avaclus and said shenanigans. Then Rainbow Chalice played 1-3 against Opal Dawn and said those pickpockets are rude. Then Junt Grizz tied Avaclus and said these dang allies are tricky. Then Poutier played 2-5-1-5 against Ator and says, GG's, phew, my brain hurts from these games. Fun, bored though. And then Timo K played 3-1 against Minion Pun and says, as NASmith99 once said, 72% of quotes are made up on the spot. And Asuka Boy played 3-1 against Yulu and says, League of Bankers with 60 favors go brrrr. And those were the results comments I wanted to share with you. We have 85 significant league club members in this season 50 of the Dominion League. And they are Kazumaru, Zmobi, W. Morrison, Micah the Debater, DVD Ing, Drechtel, and Chestic. I have already mentioned from A to E tiers. And there's also the Matt BK in E6. Then we have Joe Mar, 194, Clam Chowda, Bambugler, Sporting Elijah, El Taco, Ebbob, and Putia in F tier. Monkeys Reed, Katik, Z-Fate, Jason 15, Ginger, Newton's Apple, Hierarch, Eos Bamsi, Kuela, and X-Metal in G tier. ZK1, Ron Arouse Me, TG Taft, Nietzella, Dachi for Life, Comcat 1, Alina Juvil, Zamzos, Kihibo, PB Arson, Zevin, all caps, Reese, Kirito Edevi, Mike 1991, username got taken, Dean Corso, Madin Kek, Eros Peace, Peter and Hobbitemus in H tier. Eye Monster, Flat Irons, Nightflower 2008, KD5MDK, Ghostfinder Rick, GZ, Goldberry, Marshall 5, Marshall 4, Akaduli, Jendrick Lamar, Nixon, Stu, Pets 123, Fippe 94, Labaguette, and Xenomorph in I tier. And Pager, DS579, M. Herschel, Robbie the Legend, Usually Loser, TB Carson, Caleb Sive, BJ Tide 15, Castle Livery, Bell 22, CD Loomis, Pooja Wins, John Boy, Tooth Inc., Brody Rule, Samothy, Anitka Nabalaska, Brosk, Operator, Super Duper, Borjuska, and Deprimavin in J tier. Congratulations, everyone. So 60 of the 85 are in H to J tiers. The highest tier represented is B. We have no entry for C or D tiers, but almost all of E. Compared to season 49, we had 25 more members overall and double the amount of entries from E and F tiers. The top three are Samothy, KD5MDK, and Nightflower 2008 with 80% each. Then Akaduli with 83%, and in number one, Kehebo with 87%! All of our top members played in H, I, or J tier. Well done, y'all! You know how these wrap-up episodes work. I will give you the rest of the promotions after the end of the regular episode. Moving on to size games. So, first of all, Rosie created a whole new server for size games. Rosie, you are awesome. So, everyone who wants to play size games, go join the new server. Bitter, Worm, Coil, and Poutier won their matches of big games round 3, while Edek, The Pixie, Snowbizzy, and Oscar Boy tied. All of the people I just mentioned, with the exception of Snowbizzy, won their respective round 4 matches. a detector remains in the lead of overall rankings with 13 wins in 16 games, followed by the Pixie with 10 wins and Asuka Boy with 9.5. In German League, the top 5 players have stayed the same, but not in the same positions. Chestik remains in number 1. 2 Duffmen climbed past Nizala to 2nd place, which means of course that RTT went down to 4th, and Negative stays in 5th. Now for my personal weekend games, I remain very overwhelmed by the new expansion. I played 2 of my allies' release tournament matches, and I think I learned a lot, or at least I hope I did. I'll finish the group stage on Saturday. We had an allies' Q-Cup style tournament on the non-male identifying player server that was fun. And we also started an endless Swiss tournament there, and I'll be playing my first round match for that against Krebst sometime on Sunday. Okay, so SpecChat. I am currently watching a movie adaptation of my favorite Elena Ferrante novel. It's called, in German, it's called Frau im Dunkeln. I don't know the English title, but the movie is called The Lost Daughter, so I'm assuming that's the title of the novel as well. It's a wonderful movie. I haven't quite finished it yet, but it's really so good. It's about womanhood, motherhood, trying to balance family and career, being overwhelmed by motherhood. It's just very, very lovely. Olivia Colman plays the main character, and she is incredible. Such a good performance. I think they've taken some liberties, and also it's been a while since I read the book, so I can't actually speak to the faithfulness of the adaptation, but this seems to be a rare case of a good adaptation, just in terms of atmosphere. So I'm recommending both to you, the novel, of course, and the movie that is streaming on Netflix, at least in these parts. And this is it for the regular episode. I'll be shouting out all promoting players from F to J tiers now, so if that's not interesting to you, thanks for listening until this point, and see you next week. Bye-bye! So, we'll start at the bottom. Promoting from J to I tier are Petrovic 78 and Pinda Power, JPaz 0304 and Deprimavin, TDPF 103 and Mysteria, Operator, Pataprut and Brosk, Nabalaska and Anitka, D. Kretschmer and Brody Rules, Frenchie 78180 and Vazor, Demander 206 and John Boy, The Pun Asher and Pooja Wins, Bell 22 and Castle Livery, Vegas 20 and BJ Tight 15, Dr. BWS and Caleb Sive, RGC 123456 and TB Carson, Moat and Final Thoughts, Usually Loser and Robbie the Legend, 14 NL Dirk X and M. Herschel, and DS 579 and Pager. Well done. Good job. Promoting from I2H tier are Gus, Xenomorph, Mechatoron, Gagan94, Noise Now 42, Will 5 Lex, Catalia, Handinator, Hunter 08, La Baguette. Squizpl1, Nixon, RohoCop1, Jared S. Martin, Prez987, Akaduli, Nilofer, Diebloslim, Shandi, Becky NR, Amber Mudes, Marshall4, Rhodes, Ghostfinder Rick, Trash Panda, Ramius1212, Float McBoat, Arco Arco, Lady Cede, KD5MDK, Ginger Bowtie, Nightflower2008, Flatirons, and iMonster. Promoting from H to G tier are Hobbitamus, Peter, Eros Peace, Dean Corso, Username Got Taken, Mike1991, Kirito RDV, PB Arson, Froco93, Kehebo, CC Wilson, Zamzos, Alina Juvil, Dutchie for Life, Bobo McBob, TG Tuft, ZK1 and Youngster Joey. Congratulations, everyone. Well done. Promoting from G to F tier are Jiminy and X Metal, Ed White One, Quella, Snoozel, Eos Bamsi, Ginger, Jason 15, Stoned Mason, Med 979, Monty Python's Football Club, 6K3W7 IV5TG28, JC645, Cowering Cow, Long Con, Monkeys Reed, Buck Boom 55, and B Split. And promoting from F to E tier are Joe Fairbrother, Ebbub, Ed Detector, Hugolek, El Taco, Sporting Elijah, Silver Smithy, Avi Afin, Clam Chowder, and Jomar194. Congratulations, all of you! Well done, and best of luck in the next season! And for those who have listened to all of this, you are amazing. Thank you. And if you are in the mood for a reward, I will sing Let It Go for you in four languages. Just DM me. That's it for this episode. Thank you for tuning in. You can find me on Discord for feedback. I am at Strumpf, and I will catch you all next time. The game has ended. Bye!